All right. It sounds like such a great little concept, and it's based on, you know, of course, you can't know for sure exactly what happened in that room, but it's a great concept. As David Wagoner just said, he's performing the role of David O. Selznick, the legendary Hollywood producer. This is a comedy by Ron Hitchison. As you say, it's called Moonlight and Magnolias. You're opening tonight at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza for Springfield Contemporary Theater. Selznick was the producer of Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
And he had a number of major problems on his hands. You know, you look at that movie today and you realize what a great classic. You had a producer who knew exactly what he was doing. He had the perfect director. They had a near perfect cast, great script. Well, it doesn't fall together all as easily as
not
all that,
so
does
much.
It?
No, nothing ever does.
No, it never does.
Three weeks into production, Selznick decided it was time to fire George Cukor, the perfect director.
Yeah.
And he went
his
away.
His best friend.
And his that's right, Selznick's.
Now, what
best
was Cukor's problem with this script and with this movie?
Well, he was taking too long to shoot the first scene. He was adding in his own dialogue. He was
which I'm sure Margaret Mitchell didn't care for at all.
Didn't love that. It was pansifying the shooting as the script says. So yeah.
And you got to question how much you really had to care about Margaret Mitchell's opinion, because we learn in this play that her concept for the perfect Rhett Butler was Groucho Marx.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Yes, she recommended Groucho Marx to play Rhett Butler.
Well, I mean, he might have had the dramatic chops, but he wouldn't exactly have looked the part. He's too short, for one thing.
I think so. Yeah,
yeah. In retrospect, yeah. Hindsight being 20/20, he probably wouldn't have been the ideal choice.
Right. I didn't realize that Gone with the Wind was a satire, you know.
That takes place in Fredonia. It's not the American
Right, exactly. And Margaret Dumont as
Scarlet.
Well, that might have worked rather well. But Selznick has to. The script also was on its umpteenth version, even without Cukor's meddling with the script.
Mm-hmm.
There were plenty of screenwriters that
Scott Fitzgerald actually wrote a draft for it.
Right,
and I think
there are two lines in the final film
that actually belong to him.
He doesn't get screen credit, though, does he?
No, Howard is the one who has the screen credit on it.
Right.
But he brought in a script doctor because he was having script problems, and he brought in
Ben Heck.
Hollywood legend Ben Heck.
Sure.
And they had to replace Cukor, so they called in Victor Fleming, who was still in his last weeks of shooting The Wizard of Oz. And so he was pulled off of Wizard of Oz, so he didn't finish it. To go in and do Gone with the Wind.
So this is all true. And what Ron Hitchison has done is just speculatively recreate what must have happened in Selznick's office over a week-long period where he had a powwow with these guys.
He locked them in.
He kidnapped them. He did. He kidnapped Fleming and Hecht.
Locked them in his office, fed them peanuts and bananas for 5 days.
Now, why did he restrict their diet like that? Was it just...
I think it's brain food.
Well, I have a theory, and that is that Selznick, who I think it's safe to say that he was a kind of a type A personality.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Saw
definitely.
Everyone else in his creative realm as being... puppets, or in this case,
primates.
Primates, exactly.
Well, it's just like
circus animals.
Just like there was an old Dilbert cartoon where to an engineer, everybody else is a chimp. Everybody looks like
exactly.
A chimp.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think he's feeding them bananas and peanuts because he wants them to behave like trained monkeys. Yeah.
Well, and from a practical standpoint, there is a lot less bathroom time involved with a diet of bananas.
Well, there you go.
Oh, and it's early in the morning for that, isn't it?
Nevertheless.
But it's true.
They only had the one bathroom.
But basically, they had peanuts, bananas, and a typewriter, and they were locked in Selznick's office for 5 days and proceeded to, in at least as Ron Hitchison imagines it, they not only wrote but reenacted the saga of Scarlet and Rhett.
Fleming and Selznick reenacted the entire book and Hecht dialogued in each scene. Yeah.
Now, again, this is all true, except that we don't know exactly what happened, and that's where the comedy comes in.
That is indeed where the comedy comes
It's kind of, I think, of the play as kind of a cross between Frasier and The Three Stooges and Young and the Restless. Somewhere in between those three.
But, I mean, what a motion picture brain trust he had locked in his office. Between himself and Hecht and Victor Fleming, good heavens!
And that was pre-Oscar days for all of them. None of them had won an Oscar yet. But coming out of that, of course, Selznick won for Gone with the Wind, and he followed up with Rebecca, right?
And Intermezzo.
It was indeed quite the brain trust, as you say.
And the rest of the comedy really comes from David himself, David Rice, because David's the king of the bits. There are 58 pages in the script, and I think there are 62 bits.
I think that's about right.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's... Okay. Yeah, because we cut that one. You know,
so there were 63, so he...
There were 63.
So he's economizing a bit. All right, now, Jeff Carney is also in the cast, and David DePriest.
And Nan Crichton.
Right.
She is the long-suffering Miss Poppingall, the one who brings the peanuts and the bananas and is treated so well by David Selznick.
And right. Nan really is long-suffering as well, so it's sort of a method.
She's put up with the three
of you.
It's
a method role for her.
It truly is.
All right. Now, we've established the truth of the situation. Now, what does Hitchison do with these three movie geniuses during the course of a 90-minute play?
Well, indeed. I think the best thing he does is pull out the character of Ben Hecht, because I think of all of the three of them, Ben Hecht is probably the one who is least known to the average public. And he refocuses and shows that Ben Hecht's primary concern is to make the play morally right. Because you're talking about an elegy for the Old South. You're talking about defending a society that believes in slavery. And he, in the play, focuses on if there's anyone who would understand prejudice, it's us Jews. Mm-hmm. It's him talking to Selznick. And, of course, Victor Fleming is a Cherokee German, as we learn, and has no point of reference.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think the play has an amazing, it strikes an amazing parallel between the book and the contemporary situation, the contemporary situation of the writing of the movie, and then our time now, our contemporary time, because there is there's racial prejudice in the book. There's racial prejudice at the time that the movie is
very
being
much
made,
so. Yeah,
and
there still is today. Then
and there still is today. And I think, without being too heavy-handed, I think he draws a striking parallel between these three different time periods and the consistency of racial prejudice throughout.
But we may be underselling the comedy, though, if we get this serious
about things. Oh, no,
you know? It's not that deep.
No,
yeah,
we're not.
It's most... you wouldn't call it slapstick, but it is good intellectual comedy. Okay, there is.
There's some slapstick.
There's the bananas and the peanuts and the crawling on the floor. Okay, yeah, it's slapstick.
There's slapstick.
There's gratuitous violence and sex. It's wonderful.
And everybody wants to see that.
Everybody wants to see that. It's called Moonlight and Magnolias. It opens tonight at SCT Center Stage at the corner of Pershing and Robertson. They're on the first floor of Wilhoit Plaza, basically the northeast corner or the northwest corner of the building.
That is correct.
And
parking in behind the building.
Right.
And first two nights, Friday and Saturday this week, we have opening weekend receptions.
Right.
After the show.
After the show. And performances are tonight and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 p.m. now through the 28th at SCT Center Stage. And tickets are available at the Springfield Contemporary Theater number 831-8001 or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. There's also a lot of information on their Facebook page about it. And I have to say, David chose well for Selznick. You look a lot like David Selznick, you know?
I was
look
hired.
At these glasses.
I was hired because I had the glasses. That's
yeah.
it. I
he's, mean, that he's was, got the little round granny glasses.
Whole, yeah.
And there's something about the hair as well.
I don't mind it. Yeah. I don't mind. Yeah. It's not based on talent, certainly.
Hey, it's a job. It's a living.
It's a gig.
Right? We take what we can get.
Right. David Rice is directing, and David Wagoner is playing the role of David O. Selznick in Moonlight and Magnolias, opening tonight at SCT Center Stage. Have we left anything out that people need to know?
I wouldn't think so. We've hit it all, haven't we?
I think so, and more.
And more. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Right.